The issue of health care is still reverberating around the halls of Congress, even after the Senate failed to pass a repeal and replacement for the Affordable Care Act. But that debate can seem a long way away at the Phoenix Allies for Community Health, or PATCH Clinic, which is the subject of an upcoming documentary called Salud Sin Papeles, or Health Undocumented. Amy McMullen is the clinic director at PATCH, and she joins me. And Amy, can you first off sort of give me a thumbnail version of what it is exactly you guys do?
Our clinic has been open since 2013. What we do is we have a primary care clinic. We focus mainly on people who have chronic disease, such as diabetes, hypertensive, high cholesterol, because those are conditions that are easily treatable and they can make the biggest difference in people's lives.
So where do you get your money from?
All donations, and we also get a few grants, but the main driver of us financially is through donations.
Does that dictate what kind of care you are able and are not able to provide to people?
Not really. We provide the best care that we possibly can. We are comparable to any other private medical practice as far as the quality of care that we provide. It does drive whether or not we can afford to see more patients. So we sometimes have to slow down the number of patients that we can actually accept into our clinic based on our funding.
What have you been hearing from some of your patients sort of as we've been hearing these ongoing debates about the future, for example, of the Affordable Care Act, maybe the future of the CHIP program in Arizona known as Kids Care? Do the people who are coming to see you, are they sort of aware of these discussions and maybe how policy changes might be impacting them?
Well, the biggest policy change that impacted us was when the Affordable Care Act opened up Medicaid expansion, and the legislature in Arizona approved that. That changed significantly the patients that we were seeing at our clinic, because the patients who are eligible for access, we were able to direct them towards getting on access. That left the people who have no eligibility to obtain any kind of government assistance for their health care. And that's primarily the patient base that we see right now, is people who literally have no options for health care other than showing up in an emergency room in a dire condition.
Are these mostly people who are undocumented immigrants, or is there another population that's included in that?
I would say it's mostly immigrants, not necessarily undocumented immigrants.
Are there certain types of treatments or conditions that you, in a perfect world, would be able to help people with? Maybe if you had more funding or if fewer people were coming to you and you could make your dollars stretch a little farther, things you're just not able to do right now?
Our biggest challenge at the clinic is finding good referral services for our patients for specialty care. We can take care of diabetes, we can take care of hypertension, but we cannot provide surgical services. If you have a bad gallbladder, we can't really help you. If you have cancer, we can't really help you. So those are the most heartbreaking and frustrating cases for us, is trying to find resources within the community to find pro bono services for people who have a real need for some kind of specialty service. And we do find some. We have specialists who do see some of our patients pro bono, but it's always a challenge and it's always very difficult to find these services for our patients in need.
Do you find that you have to turn people away? I mean, do patients or prospective patients know that you exist and know when you're open? And I mean, is it a struggle to get the word out about this service being available?
It's never a struggle to get the word out. Once you have patients, they notify their families and it spreads. So our biggest challenge in that regard is having to turn people away. Fortunately, there are a couple of other free clinics in the Valley, although it's woefully few in number. So we do refer patients out if we don't feel that they are a very good fit for our clinic, or if we feel that we don't have the funding to take new patients.
You mentioned that getting the word out is not an issue. I'm wondering if there's maybe a little bit of a concern that, I know you guys are the subject of a documentary coming out next year. Do you expect that to, I would think that would maybe lead to more people wanting your services. Are you looking at trying to expand or nervous about the need to expand after this broader audience learns about who you are and what you do?
Well, ever since our beginnings, we knew that we would be pretty inadequate to meet the needs that are going to be out there. We're a very small clinic. We have about 500 patients. But it was always in the back of our minds that we should think about providing a model that other people could replicate, people who had the same goals and aspirations that we had to be able to make a difference in people's lives. So it's still our hope that eventually other people will catch on, especially through the documentary that's coming up. And with the exposure, we're hoping that we can also get some more funding, which is going to help us to expand as well.
Do you think that this model that you have is going to be increasingly popular or maybe necessary, depending on what happens with our healthcare system going forward?
Well, it all depends on where our health system goes going forward. I mean, if we ended up with universal health care, then they would put us out of business and we would be extremely happy about that. But if the access to care keeps getting whittled away, as it appears to be, you know, the attempts are happening right now to reduce the access to health care as opposed to increase it, then there will be an absolute need for more of what we're doing. More people will need to step up to help people who are in need.
Amy McMullen is the clinic director at the Phoenix Allies for Community Health, or PATCH, clinic. It's also the subject of an upcoming documentary. Amy, thanks a lot.
It was a pleasure.